I get sober at 21. Yes, and
so did my daughter.
Yes, and I get sober at the time when there was no CD, AA, and your and Scott's CD in Ukraine, in Kyiv. It was the only one available AA CD, mm-hmm. And I listened it, I think, 5-6 times. Because I live in a very small city where there is no AA, mm-hmm. And all my only connection was a CD records. Mm-hmm. And 5 years ago I moved to Kyiv, and it's much better.
And you sponsor
him? Yes. Спасибо.
Here is my spency and several guys here.
I think you're a pretty incredible person.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And when we finish today, I want to. This is all Al-Anon literature,
okay.
But I want to give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. So you can read it to people, mm-hmm. And share it.
Okay.
You can tell that even the men you sponsor, that their families can go to Al-Anon. Okay, sorry. Is that yours?
Yes, it's mine.
Don't you go get it?
No, if you want
to pass it around.
Oh!
I'm going to pass it around and then bring it to him.
Get it.
Wonderful.
Okay. You want to open and start talking about prayer?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to say this. Mm-hmm. Finally, we get to step 11. Mm-hmm. Is it okay?
Great.
Okay.
Spasiba.
Oh, spasiba. Did you have a moment of silence?
No.
Okay. A moment. Hello? Good morning. Let's have a moment of silence. And if you'd be willing to invite the God of your understanding to come be with us. And I hope you got a lot of nice sleep and rest last night. So you don't fall asleep during the moment of silence. Okay, moment of silence. And breathe. Good. Thank you. Spasiba. So now we are going to share our experience with step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will and the power to carry it out. You have been so patient to listen, and we have talked. And I think one of the most important part of this journey is that we keep talking about the God of your understanding. I'm reminded of a story I heard long ago as a young girl.
я вспоминаю историю, которую я услышала очень давно, еще давно, маленькой девочкой.
And the story is that four blind men were led to an elephant. And one of the blind men touched the elephant's leg. And he said, "This isn't an animal, it's a tree." And another blind man touched the elephant's tail. And this blind man said, "This is not a tree, it is not an animal, it's a rope." And another blind man touched the side of the elephant. And he says, "You're not right, this is a wall." And another blind man touched the elephant's trunk. And he said, "It's a snake." And in truth, they were all talking about the same animal. So maybe we come here and we have different terms or different words about God, but we're talking about the same. If we go through the steps, it says in step two we have a higher power. And then in step three, it says we have a God of our understanding. And then in the later steps, we call it God. And then when we get over to our traditions, we put the word loving in front of God. So together we have learned to find a loving God. And I had to have a loving God or I wouldn't want to go to prayer and meditation. I want to talk about prayer. I think before we got into our recovery, many of us said many times a prayer. Help. Help. We didn't even know it was a prayer. But I said that prayer, not even knowing I was saying a prayer, and I got to you. I would like to share some other prayers. Спасибо is a prayer. Thank you for this day. Thank you for being able to hang out with my friends. Спасибо. Today in the United States, it's Father's Day. So I say thank you to all fathers. And fathers that are doing the journey of staying sober. They have the chance to give happiness to their families. Happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to share some prayers. This is a prayer that came out in Al-Anon, one of our books. And how many of you have a dog? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And you know, that dog, when you feed the dog looks up to you. And you come home and the dog is so happy to see you. So this is the prayer that came out in Al-Anon. God, help me be today the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Yeah, I forgot what the other funny prayer is.
Keep her arm around my shoulders.
And then, maybe one of the very best Al-Anon prayer is, God, keep your arm around my shoulders and your hand over my mouth. Mm-hmm. That is a good Al-Anon prayer. In our Courage to Change book, there's a story about a person walking in the woods. And they hear a child's voice. And the child is saying the alphabet, A, B, C. And they're saying them over and over again. And so this person went up to the child and said, "What are you doing?" And the child said, "I'm saying my prayers." The person laughed and said, "Prayers? All I hear is A, B, C. All I hear is the alphabet." Well, the child says, "Well, I don't know all the words, so I give God the letters. And he knows what I'm trying to say." Sometimes we have good lessons from the children. I think our laughter is a prayer. I think our tears are a prayer. And I want to tell a very personal prayer. And this has to do with my relationship with this wonderful man. And it has to do with the time that we're going to go into the bedroom together. I believe that a loving exchange between a man and a woman are lovers. Is a very good way to celebrate your love. But my history, my past, has created some fear around the bedroom. My innocence was taken away by an uncle. That sometimes happens in an alcoholic home. As a grown woman, two times I had to fight my way to protect myself from a man. So sometimes when I'm going to be intimate with Scott,
Scott,
some of those old thoughts, old fears return. And then some new fears come in. Will Scott still love me because I've gained a lot of weight? I'm not young anymore. So my thinking makes me fear of being a lover. So I share with you a prayer. And so before I go to be with Scott, I pray, God, help me stay in the moment. God, help me stay in the moment. And if I stay in that moment, I am allowed to love him with an open heart. And I can receive his love with an open heart. And I share that with you, a very, very, very private time. Oh, thank you.
She loves you very much to share that.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah, good.
I will talk about a few prayers, and then we're going to talk about meditation.
Я тоже поделюсь с вами несколькими молитвами, потом мы перейдем к медитации.
My first sponsor said prayer is not a chance for Scott to change God's mind.
Мой первый спонсор говорил, что молитва это не возможность Скотта изменить Бога.
It's a chance for God to change Scott's mind.
Да, это возможность Бога изменить мышление Скотта.
It's important also this term God of my understanding.
Также очень важен вот этот термин Бог, как я его понимаю.
It does not mean I'm going to understand God.
Это не означает то, что я собираюсь познать Бога, осознать его.
I learned from Linda.
Я узнал от Линды.
If God were small enough for me to understand.
Если Бог мал настолько, что я его вообще смогу понять.
He would not be big enough to handle the things I'm going to need for him to handle.
То он не является настолько большим для того, чтобы взять те вещи, которые я не могу вынести.
The big book says I'm not going to be able to understand God.
Большая книга говорит, что я не способен осознать Бога.
And I think trying to understand God with my mind.
И мне кажется, вот эта попытка понять и осознать Бога моим умом.
It's like trying to pick a coin up off of the table with my ear.
Это то же самое, что попытка поднять монетку со стола ушами. С помощью ушами поднять монетку со стола.
Ears are very useful, not for picking up coins.
Уши это в принципе очень полезная часть тела, но она не очень помогает, если монетку со стола поднять.
And minds can be very useful, but not for searching for God.
Мышление тоже может быть очень полезным, но не в том случае, когда вы ищешь Бога, в поиске Бога.
But to search for God with my spirit.
То, что мне нужно для поиска Бога, это мой дух.
For me, that's been very important.
И для меня это очень важно.
I did my first step 6 and 7 before I had a sponsor.
Я сделал первый раз шаги свои 6 и 7 до того, как у меня появился спонсор.
Those who heard me tell my story heard me talk about doing my fifth step at the treatment center.
Да, те люди, которые слышали мою историю, помнят, что я вот первый свой пятый шаг делал в реабилитационном центре консультанта.
And a week or so later, I was lying on my back in bed, just talking to God.
Да, и вот где-то неделю спустя я лежал в своей кровати и разговаривал с Богом.
Like I talked to you.
Как вот с вами разговаривал.
And I was overwhelmed by how wonderful this God is.
И я был просто переполнен этим ощущением, насколько прекрасен Бог.
How loving, how gentle.
Как он нежный, какой он любящий.
How beautifully powerful.
Как он прекрасно всемогущ.
And I said to him,
я сказал ему,
please give me the hardest training I can stand.
Пожалуйста, дай мне самое сложное испытание, которое я смогу выдержать.
And make the very most out of me that you can.
Make the most out of me. Make me the best.
Сделай меня настолько лучше. Сделай из меня лучшего мужчину, которого ты вообще можешь сделать из меня.
By giving me the hardest training that I can do.
Да, давая мне вот эти самые сложные испытания, которые я смогу преодолеть.
I have had times when I wish I did not pray that prayer.
У меня было время, когда я думал, что это была плохая идея молиться этой молитвой.
But I really think that's what steps 6 and 7 are about.
Да, но я думаю, что на самом деле это то, о чем шестой и седьмой шаги.
You're talking about meditation, and then I'll just move on.
Okay.
Almost. I always wanted to be God's coach.
Да, мне всегда нужно руководство от Бога, чтобы тренировал.
Big fella, take a knee.
Да, то есть, давай скажем, делай то.
Yeah, I have instructions for you.
Да, у меня вот инструкции есть для тебя.
That didn't work.
Так не работает.
Okay, I love meditation.
Okay, я люблю медитацию.
I was always so busy with my work.
Я была настолько всегда занята своей работой.
So busy trying to be perfect.
Настолько занята, чтобы быть идеальной.
Try to make my children perfect.
Чтобы сделать моих детей идеальными.
I would send my children to school when they were sick because I thought they were perfect, and perfect children don't get sick.
Я ходила в школу, в те дни, когда они были больные, потому что я считала, что идеальные дети не могут быть больными.
And I always had list to do.
И у меня всегда были, был список дел.
Calendars to follow through.
Календари, которые нужно было там отмечать, что куда, как.
Parties to plan.
Вечеринки, которые планировали.
And I was so busy trying to do life perfect.
Я настолько была занята тем, чтобы создавать эту идеальную жизнь.
Thinking that you would love me if I was perfect and successful.
Думая, что вы полюбите меня, если я буду идеальной и успешной.
When I finally walked into Al-Anon and you started telling me about meditation and serenity.
Что когда я наконец-таки дошла до Анона, и вы мне рассказали о медитации и о душевном покое.
It was like I'd been holding my breath.
Если бы я вот задержала дыхание.
And I come in and I go,
и я вот захожу, да, и выдыхаю.
So Al-Anon says, what is meditation?
Al-Anon вот так вот говорит, что такое медитация.
It says, we leave that for you, each individual person.
Мы проживаем, каждый из нас это.
One Al-Anon person says, I go to a quiet place and I just say the serenity prayer over and over.
Один человек говорит, я просто иду в тихое место и повторяю молитву душевного покоя снова и снова.
Another person says they focus on a flower.
Другой человек говорит, я фокусирую свое внимание на цветке.
Or a candle.
Или на свечке.
And they just try to keep that in their mind.
И просто пытаются, один человек пытается
and if a thought comes in, they just realize they have to focus back on the flower. Like if you're driving your automobile and you see a billboard, a sign, you look at it, but you just bring it back. There is no way to do meditation wrong. One person says, I picture in my mind that my loving higher power has a handout, and I put my children in that hand. I put my friends in that hand. I put my worries in that hand. And finally, I climb in too. That's a nice meditation. So meditation is a little movie maybe that we have in our mind. And I used to get ready for meditation. Get the lights just right. Get the music just right. Get my comfortable clothes on just right. I don't have time for meditation. I've got to go to work. I spent so much time trying to get ready for meditation that I couldn't do a meditation. But I know God made enough time for me. So now I have a meditation like a suitcase. It's got a handle on it. I can take it with me. And the meditation is, I picture something above my head. It can be anything you want it to be. It can be a cup. It can be a sack. It can be a crystal bowl. Mine is just a plain old flower pot. So I have this container, and now I put really good stuff in it. The smile from my grandchildren. A hug from my sponsor. A special time that I've had with you. All kinds of good thoughts go into it. And now I have this container with these good thoughts. And I was very busy and I didn't have time for meditation. And I go to work, and I get off work, and I'm in a big hurry. And I go to the market to buy one thing of milk for Scott's coffee. I'm in a hurry. I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to get out. And I go to the line to pay for this milk. Oh, and the lady in front of me has a big basket. It's full of 30 items, bread, milk, eggs. But I'm in a hurry. I just have one item. I didn't even have time for meditation. God says, stand right there. Remember the good thing you have in your container. And let it tip over. And let it be like good things just coming right down your body. Like wax going down the side of a candle. I do have time for meditation. I've worked with women, and sometimes they're afraid to do a meditation. Because they think a very bad, scary thought will come into their minds. And I tell them what you do. If you're too frightened, you can just open your eyes and know you're safe. Or you can keep your eyes closed. And you have a special picture in mind. My special picture is a meadow of daisy flowers. Just flowers. Just flowers. And so if a scary thought comes into my mind, I can drop this picture in front of me. And I encourage everyone to have a favorite place that you want to go to on meditation. Sometimes you're sit maybe in your mind, picture in your mind. You're sitting on a beach. Or maybe one time you're sitting in the mountains under the beautiful trees. Or maybe you're sitting in your living room with your special blanket around you. This is your meditation. You can make it anything you want. And I have been doing meditation in Al-Anon for over 30 years. And I have found that there's no way to do it wrong. The step says salt. So there's no way to do it wrong. Scott is very good at leading meditations. And are you going to do that now?
I think so.
So I think he's going to lead us in a meditation. And then when it's over, you can sit here or we'll take a break. And then we'll come back and answer questions. Does this sound like a good plan for this morning? He says there's no time for a break. But anyway, we're going to do a meditation together and then talk some more about meditation.
It has been my experience when I talk to people and say, I don't have time for morning meditation. The problem isn't in the morning, the problem is the night before.
Но на самом деле проблема не в утре, проблема в вечере, ну, заранее.
Because they stay up too late the night before.
Потому что они не ложатся, ну они не слишком долго не ложатся спать вечером.
There are three states of consciousness. We're going to need to close that door back there, please.
Закройте, пожалуйста.
Ask them to be quiet out there.
Третий, вот тут дверь. Закройте, пожалуйста.
Okay. There are three states of consciousness. There's awake, asleep, and the one that lies between.
Да, есть три состояния сознания. Это человек спит, бодрствует и между ними.
And in meditation, I can go to the one between and stay there.
И вот медитация — это когда я иду в состояние, которое между сном и бодрствованием.
It's a wonderful place.
Это отличное место.
I'll describe it for you.
Я опишу его для вас.
If the phone had not rung, you'd have been asleep in another 3 seconds.
Если телефон,
you would have been asleep in the next 3 seconds.
You're going to sleep and.
То есть вы просыпаетесь.
Телефон, если бы телефон звонил, я бы через 3 секунды проснулся.
Ну что это означает? We can get it. What is that?
You're going to sleep at night. You're laying down at night.
Да.
And you're almost asleep.
Да.
And you're at the place where your body is asleep.
Да. То есть вы вот представьте себе, вы вот уже почти заснули, и тут телефон зазвонил.
Если бы телефон не зазвонил, я бы проснулся через 3 секунды.
Да.
Then it rings and you wake up.
Yeah. And the mind is still awake but not very active.
Мозг вроде бы проснулся, но он не очень активен.
Yeah. Coming out of meditation is an awakening.
То есть
it's waking up.
Выход из медитации — это пробуждение.
And we will wake up slowly.
И мы будем пробуждаться медленно.
I will say, wiggle your fingers and stop.
То есть он будет давать инструкции, например, типа пошевелите пальцами и остановитесь.
Wiggle your toes and stop.
Да, то есть пальцы на ногах и пошевелите и остановитесь.
And I will ask you to keep your eyes closed until I say open your eyes.
И вот я вам буду просить, чтобы вы держали глаза закрытыми до того момента, когда я не скажу вам открыть.
If you need to cough or sneeze while we're in meditation.
Да, если вам нужно там покашлять или чихнуть.
Please cough or sneeze.
Пожалуйста, чихните и кашляйте.
Because we don't have time to deal with a blue person.
Да, у нас нет времени откачивать человека.
And Linda said it so well. If something disturbs your meditation, it's like a sign on the highway. It just goes by and it's gone.
Да, то есть если что-то будет вас отвлекать, вот как Линда сказала, представьте, это как бы билборд на дороге, вот он просто мимо, вы проехали мимо его.
We're going to send love to some people.
Мы будем сейчас посылать любовь людям.
My idea of love is mine is round like a column.
Мое представление о любви — это как будто бы свет, колонна такая света такая, у меня.
Mine is silver and it shines.
Да, то есть его представление будет — это серебряный свет, который вот запускается.
And it comes down out of heaven through the top of my head.
То есть этот свет проходит через макушку.
And goes out my nose, my mouth and my chest.
Да, и выходит через нос, рот и грудь.
And I send it to people.
Я посылаю вот этот поток, который через меня.
And I send it to places.
Я посылаю места.
And I sent love to this room before I got out of bed this morning.
И я послал любовь в эту комнату до того, утром, перед тем, как сюда ехать.
I sent love for our drive over here. Andre, our great driver, has been so wonderful.
Да, я посылал любовь, когда Андрей нас сюда вез. Андрей — прекрасный водитель.
And I've sent love to all of the places I'll be today.
Да, я посылал любовь во все места, где собираюсь быть сегодня.
I've sent love to some people close to me who are in grieving right now.
Я посылал любовь близким мне людям, которые сейчас проходят тяжелые времена, которые горят.
I've sent love to people who need healing, who are sick.
Да, я посылал любовь людям, которые нуждаются в исцелении, которые сейчас болеют.
It's important for me when I meditate to put my body in a position where I don't have to use any muscles to keep it.
Да, мне очень важно, когда я медитирую, чтобы у меня была такая вот позиция тела, чтобы я так сидел, чтобы мне не нужно было шевелиться во время этого процесса.
And these chairs that we're in are very good for meditation.
И эти стулья, на которых вы сидите, они очень удобные для медитации.
But to get my body in a position where I don't have to flex anything, anyone who's against the wall can just lay their head back against the wall.
Да, кто сидит вообще рядышком со стенами, вы можете голову облокотиться на стену.
for everyone else, if I could suggest, if you will lean forward like this.
You're going to meditate?
And slide your bottom back as far as you can.
Lean. Да, вот вы вот прямо вот попробуйте на вперед корпус, вперед, короче, корпус. Ягодицами вдавитесь в стулья, а потом вот как бы покрытись, и вот вы обратно вернетесь, вы почувствуете, что вы прям пригвоздились к стулу.
You almost did it, but not quite.
But that's
ну я просто, он говорит, у тебя почти получилось, я наблюдал за тобой, но...
And you will have a bend in your lower back.
Да, то есть...
Will be like this, your lower back.
И ровно с поясницу вот сделать так, чтобы вот ровно у вас была она.
The shoulders will be above the hips.
Прогнуться в пояснице попробуйте.
And the head will just kind of float.
Над поясницей? Над бедрами.
And that's a good position for it. I would remind you, Linda said, if you want to come out of meditation, just open your eyes.
Да, как хочу напомнить, вот Линда говорила, если вы в какой-то момент хотите выйти из медитации, просто глаза откройте.
And we're going to do a combination of two meditations. The first half is from Linda.
Да, мы сейчас будем вообще комбинировать это с медитациями. То есть сначала Линда.
And the second half is my favorite.
И потом любимая Скарлетт медитация.
And when you're ready, if you will now, please close your eyes.
И вот если вы готовы, пожалуйста, закройте ваши глаза.
If you will now exhale and slowly inhale.
Сделайте глубокий вдох и очень медленный выдох.
And blow it out. And exhale. And slowly inhale. And blow it out again. And exhale, and slowly inhale, and blow it out. A summer's day. Sandals, shorts, t-shirt. Riding on a bus. Near the middle of the bus. There are many people on the bus. And you look around and realize everyone you know is on the bus. And they're having a good time. You look out the window and see the shadow of the bus. And you can see that on top of the bus there are boxes that are tied down tightly to the top of the bus. And in them are the things that bother you. Relationships, politics, money, your health, and they're all down on top of the bus in these boxes. And the bus has begun to slow down. And the bus stops. And everyone looks at you. And you realize this is where you get up. So you walk to the front of the bus. And you see the guardian angel who's driving the bus. And he says to you, all these people and all these things you think about will be safe with me. Have a nice trip, and he opens the door and you step off the bus.
И он говорит, хорошие прогулки, и хорошо вы себе, и он открывает дверь, и вы выходите из автобуса.
The door closes and the bus starts up the hill.
Дверь закрывается, и автобус выходит вверх на холм.
People are hanging out the windows, waving at you, saying, have a good time, we'll see you later. And the bus goes over the top of the hill and you stand alone, but not lonely. And you turn and through the knee-high grass is a path.
И вы поворачиваетесь,
и в траве, которая вам по колено, там оказывается
путь. Right, и вы идете по этому пути, на небольшой холмик, правая нога, левая нога.
Left foot, right foot.
Левая нога, правая нога.
Starting down the other side of the hill, there are rose bushes. Red on your left and yellow on your right. Left foot, right foot. Ahead of you, a wonderful forest. Very safe. And you follow the path into the forest. You begin to hear the sound of moving water. And you approach a small stream with very clear water. Water, it is shallow. And you step out of your sandals into the stream. And the water feels like it's cleaning your whole body. And you begin to walk upstream, left foot, right foot. And the water splashes up to about the middle of your shins, left foot, right foot. And the stream curves around to the right, and the sound of moving water continues to get louder. And you come to the beautiful small lake. And straight across the lake is the waterfall. To your right, a cabin with some old men sitting on the porch in chairs. Staying in ankle deep water, you move around to the left side of the lake. As far as you can see, flowers and beautiful butterflies. And approaching the waterfall, you see stairs. And you climb the stairs, left foot, right foot. And behind the waterfall, you see a place for you to sit. And you sit quietly looking through the waterfall at the beautiful scene. And God's love comes out of heaven down through you. God, please help us send love to our mothers. God, please help us send love to our fathers. God, please help us send love to our grandparents. God, please help us send love to our brothers and sisters. God, please help us send love to our children and grandchildren, those that we have and those that we will have. God, please help us send love to our spouses and sweethearts. God, please help us in love to our sponsors and sponsees. God, please help us send love to all people who make us angry. God, please help us send love to people we know who are sick and in need of healing. God, please help us send love to our friend Oleg. God, please help us send love to our lady Ula, who left us too soon. God, please help us send love to places on earth where there is fighting and anger. God, please help us send love to each other in this room. God, please help us in love to all of planet Earth. Night has fallen on the beautiful scene and there are stars. There are billions of stars. And one star, an average star, called the Sun, and on the third planet out from that Sun, in the northern hemisphere, in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, near Kiev, in this building, in your chair. Welcome home. Please keep your eyes closed. You'll now wiggle your fingers very slowly and stop. Now wiggle your toes and stop. Bring your hands very slowly up to your face and allow the pads of your fingers to tap your cheeks lightly. And very lightly touch your nose and eyes and around to your ears and set your hands back down in your lap. Lift your left foot, move it a little way away from your right. Lift your right foot, move it a little way from the left. Put your head forward, put your chin on your chest. And roll around to the left. And back and around to the right. And back up. And now raise your hands above your head very slowly, as far up as they'll go. Put your hands way up. And twist your body. And cough and clear your throat. And bring your hands down and give yourself a hug. You deserve one. And when you think you're ready, open your eyes. And if you open them too soon, close them again. It always amazes me. I get deeper into meditation when I leave that meditation than any other way. I get deeper into meditation myself leaving that than any other way.
Could you tell them about the rainbow?
Yeah. Linda has a gift for meditations. And we were in meditation many years ago, and when we came out, she said, "I have one." And walking through the woods, she does not come to the stream. But comes to an open meadow. And it has rained. And the rainbow is at the, across the meadow. And you walk up to the rainbow. And there's a door. And you get in, there are stairs, and you walk up to the top of the rainbow. And sit, and there are colors. There is red. Some say for anger. I say for energy. And gold and yellow for joy and success. And brown to remind me of the fertile earth. And green for growth. And blue for sadness. Because without sadness there could not be joy. And purple to remind me I am the child of the greatest king. Sometimes when I do the meditation where we go to the waterfall, I put stones in the stream that are those colors. And invite people to pick one up if they would like. Or more than one.
Can I tell them about the wood?
Another story that I had in meditation. And I shared it in Nashville with a group like this. And the story goes like this. We got quiet into meditation and we had the vision, the picture in our mind that we were a tree. A tree. A magnificent tree that would stand and animals would come and find shelter. Families would come and have a picnic in the shade. We love being this big tree. The rain came and the sun came. It was perfect. But then one day, the lumberjacks came to cut down the tree. The woodsmen came and cut down the tree. And at first, I was really frightened. But it was, I could be a tree, but I had another purpose. And other people that saw themselves as a tree and then going to the factory to be turned into something else had another purpose. One woman said that she became a rocking chair and a baby's cradle. A man said that his tree became baseball bats and spinning tops that brought joy. One woman said that she became the door of a lighthouse. And she knew it's because she was going to start doing service work and become a trustee. But there was an AA man standing against the wall, and he's looking at me like this. I could tell he was not happy. I could tell he did not have a good experience in this meditation. And I talked to all the people, and we shared, and then they left. But not this man. He came up to me and he said, I was so angry at you. I liked that meditation. I liked being a tree. I was a wonderful tree. And then they came and they cut me down. They took me to the factory. They chopped me up. And I became a big pile of nothing but sawdust. Chopped up wood. Chopped up wood. Worthless. Worthless. A big pile of nothing. But you told me to trust the meditation. So these other men came and picked me up, all of these chunks of wood. And they took me to a special factory. And from the piles of wood, I became paper. And I became the pages of a big book. He said that meditation did work for me. Yeah. So
it was 14 minutes from the time I said close your eyes to open your eyes. Who thought it was less time than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went by fast.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Друзья, кто забыл вчерашнее объявление, пожалуйста, достаньте ваши телефоны, посмотрите, если они у вас со звуком стоят, переведите их в беззвучность или же вибро.
Linda's meditation about the tree reminds me of one of the great truths.
Медитация Линды, она напомнила мне одну очень великую правду.
One of my teachers many years ago told me.
Один из моих учителей много лет назад сказал мне.
He said, your spiritual assignment will change.
Он мне сказал, что твои духовные задания будут меняться.
And when it does change, you must release your hold on the old assignment.
Да, и вот когда вот эти изменения будут происходить, тебе нужно расслабить руку и вот отпустить старые задания.
And hug the new one.
И взять новое.
And you will come to love the new one as much as you did the old.
И ты будешь да, любить новое точно так же, как ты его любил старое.
And I've had that experience several times in recovery. And I wonder if I don't have another one coming fairly soon.
What time is it?
It's 11:43. We have 17 minutes to wrap.
Okay, so we should try to do some questions. So if you need to move around a little bit, we won't take a break, but we do want to answer the questions.
Yeah, we're going to get as many questions as we can. We're not going to be able to get them all.
Да, то есть мы постараемся ответить на максимальное количество вопросов, но на все мы точно нет.
But we're going to stay here and go to the picnic.
Мы здесь останемся, пойдем на пикник.
And if those of you who have good English will please stay around us, we will take questions from anyone.
Да, и вот те, кто у вас хороший английский, держитесь возле нас, мы ответим на вопросы.
We really want to do as many questions. We want to do all of the questions. We just run out of time.
So, questions.
Questions.
У нового спонсора методика шагов немного отличается. В четвертом шаге там дается, например, 5 колонок. Как быть со спонсированием новичков, если программа первого, второго спонсора отличается?
So his new sponsor has different ways of sponsoring. He, for example, at fourth column, at fourth step, he has 5 column and not 4. What to do with the people whom he sponsors? if he has experience of the first sponsor and the second sponsor. Yeah. How to sponsor?
What a great question.
Отличный вопрос.
I think there are an awful lot of really good, really right ways to go through the big book.
Мне кажется, есть очень много правильных способов для того, чтобы делать шаги по большой книге.
Matter of fact, I don't know any bad ways.
Я не знаю плохих способов.
And this is a question for his sponsor, not for me.
И это вопрос для его спонсора, а не для меня.
And I must leave it there.
Мне нужно вот отодвинуться.
Do you want?
Так, будучи трезвым, я начал делать программу на году трезвости. И делая четвертый шаг, я просыпаюсь и бываю как после похмелья. So, this guy told that after he is doing his fourth step, he wake up in the morning, like after hangover. He feel himself badly when yeah. he's doing his fourth step. Is he doing right or what?
They need to drink a lot of water too.
Yeah, Linda's right. Drink a lot of water.
Да, Линда права. Вот если вот плохо, когда вы делаете четвертый шаг, там духовное упражнение, вам плохо, пейте побольше воды.
And two more things. You have not made a mistake so ugly that God can't turn it into something wonderful.
Вы не можете сделать ничего настолько ужасного, чтобы Бог не превратил это в что-то хорошее.
And keep moving.
No, you don't understand. He is sober, but he's doing his first step, but
and he feels bad in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm answering that question.
Okay.
Okay.
Да, я говорю, ты что-то не то отвечаешь. Он говорит, не, я отвечаю все именно тот вопрос.
And keep moving.
Да, просто продолжать делать действия.
Before I got to recovery, how I feel made all my choices.
Да, то есть до того, как я начал выздоравливать, то, как я себя чувствовал, это вот делало, заставляло меня принимать выбор.
And how I feel was the most important thing in my life.
То, как я себя чувствовал, это было самое важное в моей жизни.
Today, how I feel is the least important thing in my life.
Сегодня, то, как я себя чувствую, это самая менее важная вещь в моей жизни.
Because I cannot allow how I feel to change what I do.
Потому что я не могу позволить тому, как я себя чувствую, влиять на то, как я действую.
What I feel does not keep me in recovery. What I do keeps me in recovery.
То, как я себя чувствую, это не то, что держит меня в выздоровлении. То, что я делаю, вот что оставляет меня в выздоровлении.
What I know with some women that I have taken through the steps.
То есть некоторые женщины, которых я провожу по шагам.
And after they've done their fourth and fifth step.
После того, как они сделали четвертый, пятый шаг.
They do feel like they are hungover or sluggish.
Да, они вот есть такой опыт, что вот в четвертом, там пятом шаге люди чувствуют себя плохо, как вот после отходняка.
And I believe it's because our body has let go a lot of toxins.
Да, и я верю, потому что вот как будто бы наше тело много токсинов покидает.
A лot of poisons.
Из нас выходит яд.
So I really encourage them to drink a lot of water.
И поэтому я действительно, вот веря в это, предлагаю им побольше попить воды.
I encourage them to take a nice long shower.
Я им предлагаю вот длинный хороший душ принимать, вот очищать себя.
And let all of that negative just go down the drain and go away.
То есть вот чтобы вот этот весь негатив смывать. Кто-то включите свет вот там вот две красные черные точки. Switch of light. Не, черный, да.
And I have a question for you.
Теперь скажите, у меня тоже к вам вопрос есть.
If you were sitting in meditation,
вот если бы вы сидели в медитации,
and suddenly you knew God was there,
вот если бы вы знали, вот Бог будет сейчас там,
and you could ask one question,
и вы вот Богу можете задать один всего лишь вопрос.
What is your question?
Каким будет ваш вопрос?
I know what my question is.
Я точно знаю, каким будет мой вопрос.
It took me about 6 months to figure out what that question would be.
Да, то есть мне понадобилось 6 месяцев для того, чтобы вот сформировать вот какой вопрос я задам Богу.
And I am not going to tell you my question.
И поверьте, я вот вам точно не скажу, какой вопрос я Богу задам.
But my email address I will leave with Юра and several others.
Да. Ну вот есть Оскар оставит свой электронный адрес, есть у Юры, у меня.
And today is June 17th.
И сегодня 17 июня.
If you will send me an email after July 17th,
если вы мне отправите электронное письмо после 17 июля,
and tell me what your question is,
и скажите, какой вопрос вы в медитации пришли, какой вы хотите задать вопрос Богу,
then I will tell you mine.
Тогда я вам скажу.
But I don't want to take away your chance to have the experience I had thinking about that question.
Да, но я не хочу просто обворовать вас тем, что вот, забрать эту возможность самим вот, вот этот вопрос узнать, какой вы хотите задать.
It's a good thing to think about.
Это, поверьте, очень хорошая вещь, о чем подумать.
Question.
Итак, в семье с женой все хорошо. Отличные отношения. Мы живем очень дружно. Почти не ссоримся. Но не все так просто. Но постоянно тяготит вопрос. Это точно та женщина, с которой я хочу прожить?
Я
точно тот мужчина, с которым она хочет прожить всю жизнь. Как ответить? So,
no.
I have a family. I have a relationship with my wife. It's excellent. We live together. We are friends. We don't argue.
Okay.
It's just fine. But I have a question in my mind. Is it really this woman I have to live all life? everything's so good. But he has a question, how to realize that this really woman
is real, that he deserves it?
No.
Yeah, he's surprised, like,
kind of bored?
Like, everything's fine, everything's so good, but here's this question in his mind, like, is this the woman that I'm about to, like, to be until the rest of my life? And am I the man that she is going to be with until the rest of the life?
Sounds like he's a little bored.
Линда говорит, такое ощущение, что кому-то скучно вообще там отношения просто и тянет на какую-то трэш и приключение.
Tell him to take up knitting.
Да, надо что-то собрать провести.
I think his heart already knows the answer to that question.
Да, я уверен, что ну на самом деле его сердце уже знает ответ на этот вопрос.
Sit quietly and ask your heart.
Да, просто посидеть надо в тишине и задать себе этот вопрос.
I kind of like him.
Линда говорит, мне нравится. Уже говорит, я его не знаю, этого парня, но он мне уже нравится.
Of course you do, he's an alcoholic.
Конечно, так только алкоголь можно пропускать. Все хорошо. Итак. Какие основные фундаментальные принципы, на которых строятся ваши отношения друг с другом, с одной стороны, выздоровление каждого из вас с другой? И какие действия позволяют вам сохранить этот баланс?
What is the fundamental principle of your relationship between you? Like, truth, fundamental principles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Уже...
Truth.
Да,
honesty.
Я говорю, ну, типа, какие фундаментальные принципы, ну, типа, говорю, честность, там, он говорит, ну, все, ты ответил на этот вопрос. Типа, да, честность – это фундаментальный принцип, на который строятся наши отношения.
It's truth and love.
Правда и любовь.
And I can't afford to be in a 50-50 relationship.
И говорит, я не могу себе позволить быть в отношениях 50 на 50, как бы одной ногой в отношениях, одной уже на выходе.
Because anytime I'm thinking 50-50, I'm keeping score.
Да, потому что если я вот в такой позиции вот 50 на 50, я начинаю счет вести. Ну, то, типа, сколько я дал, сколько она дала, сколько я.
Keeping score is not good for a relationship.
И вот такой счет вести – это плохая вещь для отношений.
I don't need to worry about how good a wife she is.
Мне не надо вообще переживать по поводу, насколько хорошей женой является Линда.
If I just work on being the best husband I can be.
Да, если я вот сконцентрированно работаю над тем, какой я муж в этих отношениях.
We do pretty well.
У нас все будет отлично.
I'm still thinking about that man.
Линда говорит, мне вот этот парень не дает покоя, у которого все хорошо, отличные отношения, и вот он все переживает. Это та же моя жена.
And I reminded myself of how much I love this man.
Я себе напоминаю, насколько я Ската люблю.
And how much fun we're having here in our 70s.
Да, и сколько у нас вообще веселья в наши 70 у нас.
But one morning he eats his cereal wrong.
Но было вот однажды утром он что сыр, хлопья не и кушал неправильно хлопья. Вот я смотрю, а он неправильно кушает хлопья.
Now he's eating his cereal the same way he did yesterday and the day before and the day before.
Скат ел свои хлопья вот точно так же, как ел вчера их там до этого. Позавчера там.
So that feeling doesn't have anything to do with Scott.
И вот вот это ощущение, что он неправильно ест хлопья, оно же вообще не имеет никакого отношения к Скату.
It has something to do with what's going on with me.
Это вот имеет отношение к тому, что внутри меня происходит.
A good time to call my sponsor.
Да, и это отличное время, чтобы спонсору надо позвонить.
It's not her job to make me happy.
Да, это не задача Линды, чтобы сделать меня счастливым.
And it's not my job to make her happy.
И это не Ската задача сделать Линду счастливой.
But we need to share happiness as much as we can.
Да, но наша задача это просто делиться радостью так много, как мы можем вообще.
You want to quit on that one? You want to take one more?
No.
Call it a ball game.
Are we running out of time?
No.
Yes, very much so.
Why? 5 minutes.
Well, I thought we were told to quit at noon. I got 4 minutes.
They told us to quit at noon.
Do we not quit at noon? What time do we
yes,
quit?
Yes, we have 4 minutes.
We have 4 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. I got
read
a couple
faster.
More things to do here.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
One of them is to say to our translators, thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
Thank you to everyone who worked so hard to make this happen for us.
Да, спасибо большое всем, кто тяжело работал для того, чтобы вот это организовать всю конференцию.
And thank you for having an event that has AA and Al-Anon.
И также огромное спасибо за то, что вы организовали такое мероприятие, где есть и члены анонимных алкоголиков, и члены Al-Anon.
And I'm going to leave this Al-Anon literature.
Да. И я вот эту литературу Al-Anon оставлю. Проводная дробь.
With you.
Мне.
Most of the events like this in the United States have AA and Al-Anon. They almost always have both together.
Да, большинство вот мероприятий, анонимных, вот таких мероприятий в Штатах, они и члены Al-Anon, и алкоголики.
Family disease, family healing.
Это семейная болезнь, семейное выздоровление.
And congratulations, Nick, on 10 years.
Да. Вот. Еще сейчас один. Тут коробочка седьмой традиции. Давайте, кто вот захочет поддержать это мероприятие, мы ее пускать по рядам не будем, но где-то она вот здесь, да? Вот лежит. Помните, что этот зал арендуется на коммерческой основе, еда на коммерческой основе, бензин, который мы тратили, на коммерческой основе. Вот все это мы оплачиваем своими средствами, и организаторы очень вас поблагодарят.
Не знаю, чья.
И еще какая-то медалька 24 часа для новичка. Вот. Да, еще вот что-то сумасшедшие гости из Израиля.
Я тут Гайя, алкоголик. Да. На самом деле я... Коля для меня не просто хороший друг. Через него, да, ко мне впервые пришла весть. Через Ката, Олега, него. А она сегодня, уже 7 лет назад, сегодня она идет дальше. Поэтому я ему хочу вручить просто подарок его десятилетия. Это оберег такой, который, ну, все оберегает. И здесь важная такая деталь, которая внутри написана. Я хотел ему лично что-то написать. А раввин, который там пишет это, там, пером натурально. Да, я из Израиля. И он сказал, есть точный текст, и только определенные специалисты его пишут. То, что ты напишешь, будет некошерно. Поэтому тут оригинальный текст написан рукой. Специально для Коли, я тебя люблю и обнимаю. Спасибо, дорогие.
Near the door, and when you come home, you touch it, and like prayer. And when you are leaving home, you touch it.
So let me get this right. This is your 11 years sober.
10
years sober.
Yes.
So were you 10 years old when you got sober?
Она лідає стінку у дочку, давай розберемося. Тобі 10 років трезвості, тобі що було 10 років, коли ти про
трезвість? He's so young.
Он говорит, он выглядит так молодо вообще.
All right, I would like to have a few moments of silence. We invited God.
Да, я прошу вас несколько минут тишины, пригласим Бога.
And I'm sure he came.
И я уверен,
and I think we should thank him.
Давайте поблагодарим его.
Each in our own way.
Каждый нашим собственным способом.
And then we'll very slowly and very quietly say the serenity prayer.
И вот давайте очень медленно и очень тихо произнесем молитву душевного покоя.
And we will have a moment of silence after the serenity prayer.
И потом у нас будет несколько времени молчания после молитвы душевного покоя.
And I ask you to feel the love in this room.
И я вас попрошу почувствуйте любовь в этой комнате.
Serenity prayer.
Молитва душевного покоя.
Боже, God bless us all. Safe travel. We love you so much.
Я люблю вас.
Всем безопасной поездки домой. Любим вас.
Я люблю вас.
Я люблю вас.
Thank you. And now we have a picnic.
И наконец-то то, зачем мы здесь вообще собрались, пикник.
We get to laugh.
Гай, ты можешь вот нас вчетвером сейчас сфотографировать? I want to make a picture of both of us.
Yeah, we got, you and I've got a lot to do here.
Володя, вопрос. Надо было чуть раньше. У нас осталось целое...